Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone. Welcome to RCC. I'm waiting for the song to start. Welcome. Let me try this again.
I need to hear you.
Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. I dedicate that song to you, my Lord Jesus. I love you, my Lord Jesus. I praise you. I worship you. Welcome, everyone, to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor. We're guided by the Holy Spirit, our counselor. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. And thank you for guiding me and all your brides in your church service today and what you want us to talk about and filling us with your, thank you for filling us with your spirit. We just love you. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. And I just lift up the whole RCC church to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for covering, I cover them with your precious blood of Jesus. I just ask you to shower the whole RCC and their families with patience and love and endurance and strength and perfect health and energy. Shower them with joy and happiness and supernatural favor and blessings. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for choosing us. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us home as your elopture ride in any, less than a second, any time, even while I'm talking, that we poof into your arms. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And, of course, let's start off our service by reading. I'm going to start with Psalm 91 for protection from all the craziness going out there. Jesus is our protector, and Psalm 91 will protect us according to his word. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Psalm 91. And now let's do Ephesians 6, our armor of God. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That was Ephesians 6:13-18. So I'd like to welcome everyone to RCC and chat. Welcome, Deborah. Love you, Deborah. Welcome, Gemma. Love you, Gemma. Welcome, guests. Love you, guests. Guests, please, would love you to make your name for yourselves. Please make a name for yourself so we can get to know you as one of our RCC church members. Welcome, Andre. Love you, Andre. Welcome, Alana. We love you, Alana. Welcome, Michelle. Love you, Michelle. Welcome, Bill. Love you, Bill. Welcome, Rosemary. Love you, Rosemary. Welcome, Jerry. Love you, Jerry. Welcome, Tressie. Love you, Tressie. All right, and let's welcome some brides. Let me welcome 317-519. I know one is Jerry and one is Cerebell. So this is, hello, welcome.
This is Jerry. Hi, Tana.
Hey, how are you? I'm good.
I had a busy day. Busy
you
day, so I'm just, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're just what?
I'm just sitting down and getting kind of oriented and settled in, but I know the Lord's really working, and it's had me in a different in a good place today, and also I know from what I've seen in the emails that some other people had some really encouraging experiences. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, awesome emails from Tressie and from Jim. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's welcome Keith. Hi, Keith. Love you, Keith. Welcome.
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Turn this off.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
And let's welcome Sarah Bell. Hi, Sarah Bell.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah Bell.
Hi, 91. Forget who 914 is. Hi, 914. Welcome.
Forget.
Who's 914? Who's there?
I'm trying to recall. It's not that. It could be
okay.
Stacy.
Oh,
but
it's Joe.
It's
Joe.
Either
Stacy or Joe and Katie.
Oh, and Katie and got
hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I miss you guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Joe and Katie, love you. Love you guys.
Me too.
Yeah.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome. Who's got something to share? What's the Lord been doing in your lives?
Ask Joe and Katie online. Ask them what's going on.
We just got back to cell coverage. We were in the backcountry of Vermont, for lack of a better term, for the last 10 days with no cell or internet or anything. So,
wow.
So fun to be able to listen to RCC again. Hi, everybody. We missed you.
Hi, we missed you too.
Welcome back
to the land of cell coverage. Communication. The 21st century. Whatever.
So you're living in the Vermont house now, right? Everything's going good?
Yeah, yep. We're in our new house right now. So
wonderful. Great.
I'm sorry for moving.
Aww. Yep.
Yeah.
Moving is
I'm
not...
going home.
Yeah, well, I'm moving home. I'm moving home to my new house.
Amen. Yeah, let's do that. Rapture soon. I was looking into the Bible codes for what it talked about the rapture. It mentions 5775, which is 2015 in the Jewish calendar, which we're already in 2015 in the Jewish calendar to start on Feast of Trumpets. So it pretty much... it's the predominant year that I see in all the rapture Bible codes on it, which is really exciting. And it was mentioning warning signs, and it mentioned the Shemitah year and repentance and the Messiah, all the key terms in that graph, the Bible code. So that was encouraging, because I was asking the Lord, you know, what year is it? And he was showing me that, so which is this year now. So that's really exciting. I'm very, very excited about that. I just know the Lord has, like, basically confirmed. Like, I can just, like, 99.999% just from what I'm getting and what the Lord's telling me that 100% that we're going home in 2015 on the Jewish calendar, and we're already in 2015. So it's any time from now till whenever, but sooner than later because of the events. Lining up, there's another person in Texas now, the person that was taking care of either got it, the nurse, or whatever. Yeah, she's got it. So the Ebola is going crazy. It's in Brazil now and all kinds of places. So time for us to go.
Amen.
Yeah.
Someone has it in Boston now, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Brazil, Boston. There's one in Quebec. All over them. Mm-hmm. All over them.
Yeah, we're told.
Mm-hmm. And the problem is they keep saying it's not airborne, but then supposedly, you know, like every time somebody that one in UK that got it, her hairstylist might have had it now. It's like, you know, not airborne, it wouldn't be spreading like that. So if they came in contact with, you know, come on.
Yeah, it says in Time headlines, an Ebola alert is underway in Boston Hospital after it was evacuated and a patient isolated with possible case of Ebola. This person evacuated his patient showing Ebola signs returned from Africa.
Okay. And a Spain woman got it, too. That was the nurse that took care of the guy. Or she touched the glove to her face. And then
And a couple of people evidence. Yeah, possible Ebola patient on United flight from JFK, too, that landed.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Landed at LAX.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, we better go pick them up.
You know, if they want this to spread, they will withhold, you know, the procedures so that the virus will get ahead of the safety precautions.
Exactly. And it's so
if
ridiculous
they
want to
stem it. Then they'll use extra caution ahead of time.
Well, they're only testing for temperature controls at the airport, which is absurd because, you know, it's the whole thing is ridiculous. You're like, okay, let's welcome the person from Liberia in Africa, and then we'll check that they have Ebola while we're holding their touching them. You know, you're like, it's so ridiculous. Okay, wait, this person does have it. Okay, well, now they just infected like 10 people around us, so. Put
right,
her over here
right.
Sit next to all the people that just got off the plane, so they'll have it too. And, you know,
yeah.
The whole thing is like, the Lord showed me yesterday a vision of, he showed me a vision of one of the things going to happen with Ebola. It's going to happen on a cruise ship. And he showed me people boarding the cruise ship that have Ebola. And then he showed me that they would be out at sea and it would just start spreading like wildfire. And by the time they realized what was going on, they wouldn't be able to really isolate the person because, you know, it already had spread so fast and they didn't have the equipment or whatever to quarantine the person. And then they would try to come and save them out at sea and it would just get out of control. And a lot of people, it was a large amount of people on the ship having it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going there.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, on a contained environment like that, you know, the easiest thing to do is to just basically say, yeah, you can't dock anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So, you know, he had told me, he showed me this is the pale horse. It's going to wipe out 1/4 the world. Well, it's, you know, Russia says it might have a vaccine in 6 months, but, you know, it's experimental and we don't even know. I mean, they could still have it, still wouldn't work fast enough, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a claimed, vaccine right now that's, that is supposed to be available in small quantities, which is interesting because, you know, up until a couple of months ago, nobody even knew that this virus was in the public. You know, anywhere.
Interesting.
So, why did they make a vaccine?
I thought Ebola was around in the 70s or something.
It was, but the particular strain in Sierra Leone is the one that there's a patent for, that there also happens to be a vaccine for, even though up until this year, it had never been seen in the public. It's a hybrid.
Interesting, huh? You're right.
Yeah.
And where is the vaccine? Why are they not administering? I mean, that's another problem, too.
The original Ebola viruses that people had in really southern Africa were so deadly so quickly, within less than a week, that they could not spread very far because they would come up in relatively remote areas and then a whole bunch of people would die and they would basically cordon off the relatively small population. And then the outbreak would die out.
This is
a completely different thing. This is something that takes up to 21 days to show symptoms, and obviously is spread more easily. And it's in a very different part. I mean, it's in a part of Africa that's as far away from the normal Ebola areas as, say, Florida from Washington State.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's a very different deal. And, it's just the people who are suspicious have a right to be, let's put it that way, because it looks very, very odd. But I, you know, let's just make sure as we speak here, because, you know, we want to take everyone into account who might listen, that, you know, this is not anything we're afraid of.
Right. No, not at all.
We're believers, but we look at these things because they relate to the timeliness of the work of God and how he will take us out of here, but also protect us in the face of these challenges.
Right. This is the fourth seal. This is the fourth seal of the Bible, Book of Revelations, that we're talking about, Ebola. As we, the bride, are protected by the Lord, and we continue to, you know, say our Psalm 91 and put on our armor of God and to make sure we're protected from everything. But yes, we're definitely, we at the RCC are definitely not afraid of this. We just, it's
right.
Just like one more step closer to going home. We're like, yes, check,
yes.
check mark. It's funny, I was just reading another End Time Headline thing. Health and Human Services admits there may already be more cases of Ebola in America. Huh.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Shazam, as Gomer Pyle used to say. Shazam. You think? You know, that cleaning, the, actually, the lady in Spain who attended that priest who was sick and who now has the, what they're calling Ebola, she was a cleaning lady. She was only in his room twice. She was in his room one time to do her normal job, which was basically cleaning up. And she was in, after he died, to get his belongings for his family. And in both cases, she was wearing protective equipment. Now, being a cleaning lady, she may not have been as well versed on sanitary procedures as she should have been. But she was there calling her a nurse. She really was not nursing staff. She's a cleaning woman who was only in the room twice.
Wow. Man.
Hmm.
And where did these, how did these other cases, Jerry, just happen out of the blue, come up, isolated cases and different? How did that happen?
I think that's a really good question, isn't it?
I mean,
it's a really, really good question.
That seems weird to me. All of a sudden, one person in Brazil, one here, one there. I'm like, didn't have it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. It's very surprising, and it is not normal. It's definitely not normal.
Because there's too many factors to it, like you said, that make it, you know, almost made perfectly to lower the population.
Well, you know, there's the whole sort of Sherlock Holmes theory of logic, which is, you know, rule out everything that can be ruled out, and whatever remains, whether likely or unlikely, is the answer. So if you rule out normal logical paths where everybody can be traced and things, so then what do you have after that? And, you know, there was a story, I've got to stop saying it. There was a story that circulated this week that there, remember there was that NBC cameraman who was diagnosed with Ebola, okay? This was not a theory or he had some symptoms. He was confirmed to have the disease. And he traveled back to the States with his NBC news crew. And the entire crew was said to be quarantined, but within a couple of days, they were out in public and going to restaurants in New York City.
Well,
so
what happened to them?
They were just released from quarantine, apparently.
So they don't have it? Are they fine?
Well,
or?
I don't think I know whether they, you know, just from, you know, what I know is I don't know whether they have it or not. And what we also know is they don't know whether they have it or not either, since the incubation period can be as long as 3 weeks. They were quarantined, but only for a couple of days, like for show. And then they were released and around about the town, one of the largest cities in the world. And so how seriously are they taking this, you know, outbreak? you know, I didn't read the story, and I shouldn't probably say anything, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, there's a headline yesterday about a doctor who came back from an area of Africa into the United States, probably through JFK, who was in an area that was known that the Ebola disease was in outbreak. And he said, you know, I told him that I was coming from there and I'm a doctor, and nobody cared. nobody paid any attention.
I was just reading that actually myself. I just was reading that story.
It's like, what? So we don't know whether we've got the Keystone Cops, you know, operating some of the most important aspects of our government, or where we have willful negligence. But based on the information that's being provided to the public, one of those two conclusions are appropriate.
Yeah. What is it? What is this in the Bible that all the darkness will be revealed by light or something?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, I use old phases. Does everybody know what the Keystone Cops are? I bet the young people don't.
I do.
Okay. Well, somebody can search it. If you're from a younger generation, then you're awesome with technology. Just search it and you'll get the idea. It's like Chinese fire drill.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I know those. I was just the headline on the cyclone. What's going on with the thing that was going to hit Japan? Did it hit Japan?
I think it calmed down, that typhoon, Vongfong,
yeah,
or
whatever.
It came down. I think they lowered it to a lower rating.
Okay.
I'm surprised because I saw that YouTube video in space where you could see the eye of it, and it was like huge. I was like, whoa.
That was an amazing picture. Yeah. Really amazing.
And
yeah.
Cool. Russia says the PA, you know, Palestinians trying to go with Russia on their future talks because Israel gone with the US. And so Russia said that they're pretty much, you know, they're looking for a two-state solution by 2016, which is just a joke, you know. They're just saying, you know, that's what they're trying to do, but that's like pushing things off anyways. I think that there's going to be much pressure to get it sooner than 2016. You know, either way, you know, we won't be here when they sign it anyways, because that will start the tribulation. We'll be raptured. So, and Russia's also pulling back their troops right now because of the, they don't want to get in trouble with the UN, and I think they're, you know, sanctions and all this stuff. So I think the UN's going to talk about it. So they're pulling troops back. You know, I'm kind of surprised they haven't just jumped in there and gone crazy. But it's interesting.
You know, they did announce it early in the week. Someone announced that Russia was moving tactical nuclear weapons to the Crimea. So I don't think they're going to use them. But if you were going to use them, you might pull back your troops from the front lines. Just saying.
Russia's so much talk all the time. That's the problem with Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Russia. They've been chitter-chatter talk. They come across so tough, but they never seem to ever do anything. They're actually just shell-shocked that Mr. Obama sort of slapped him in the face, put sanctions on him, of all things. I'm a major world power, slap sanction after sanction on him, and then to turn around and say that, you know, why we're putting sanctions on you because you can't attach Ukraine, we're going to go into Syria, and we're already in there right now already. So there you go, and the UN will approve it, and we're going to take over the UN and speak as the speaker, and that's it. You know, so they're just, I think, you know, obviously Russia's going to have to fire off their nuclear weapons, and you know, when the world war starts in the Bible, Armageddon, or maybe Psalm 83, one of those, you know.
Yeah.
In the meantime, they seem to be not as. Otherwise, they would have just gone in on those troops. You know, they seem so. It's kind of annoying. They're not. You know, Obama only does it because he's the Antichrist, and he actually gets all the bad guys fired up, and then the good guys, he ignores them and goes against Israel. And so he just, you know, flip-flopping everywhere, you know. But and it'll be interesting to see what's happening to Syria still that we're in there. We don't get much news on the fact that we've got drone, you know, planes in there. And
right.
Not saying much what's happening.
Right. They're working on a genocide of the Kurds in Syria and Iraq. And it's intentional. And it's because ISIS is affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood, who is affiliated with Obama and the CIA. And the head of the Muslim Brotherhood is in Turkey, and Turkey has always had a problem with the Kurds. So Turkey doesn't want to do anything about it. They're right there. And they're using ISIS as the way to solve Turkey's problems. Let's put it that way. And it's a really cynical, awful thing they're doing.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that. That's why Turkey's being not so aggressive about the NATO and all that. Okay.
Erdogan, the party that Tayyip Erdogan, who runs Turkey, the party that he represents or represented by is used to be called the Muslim Brotherhood Party. And within the Middle East, they were considered to be the head of the Muslim Brotherhood politically in the region. And so the Arab Spring was Muslim Brotherhood. It's also CIA, which is why one of our ambassadors who found it out ended up murdered. Because he wasn't supposed to know, and they had to get rid of him. And Al-Qaeda and ISIS and CIA and Obama. And it's just awful. This actually, when you understand that, then everything starts to make a lot of sense because, and of course, the proxy is, it was after ISIS gained a very strong foothold in Syria, Obama came out and started being much more aggressive in his statements about how Assad has to go, the head of Syria. Well, yeah, he's got his proxy army called ISIS in Syria fighting Assad's forces. Not that Assad is a good guy.
Oh, no.
But still.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, do you think he's going to go against Assad? I mean, at some point, or...
Assad has something that's keeping him safe, otherwise he'd be gone already. We don't know what it is. We're not sure what it is. I don't think. I've never heard what it is, but I think it's safe to say. Let's put it this way. All the North African leaders were taken out quite easily. The fact that Assad is still there, part of it is he has allies in Russia and Iran. Beyond that, I don't know. It would seem that he must have something more than just a piece of paper with a peace treaty or a protection treaty with the Russians and the Iranians, which he does, a very strong one. It would seem that he has more than that, but we live in a world where the elites don't do anything if they think it's going to be hard. They wait till they can control the outcome before they try. So I don't know. But, you know, and I don't know what's best either. I think it's probably best that Assad is not gone just so the power of the people who want him disposed is not increased. But, you know, it's God's will. This is all playing out of his plan, and he's letting these things march forward. And, this is why we don't fear them. But you know, it's just so sad that so little truth actually gets through to people. You know, the whole thing is a giant charade.
Yeah. The bride who's not in the dark, we all know what's going on, but yeah, there are so many people out there that are clueless. Or believe things that they're being told by the media, which most of it's false. Or there's a hint of truth, but most of it's false.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Let's welcome Ben. Ben's here. Hi, Ben.
Hey, where you going? Hey, Ben.
Hey, I called in late again because I was at work, but glad to be here.
Missed most of the conversation.
Yeah.
What's God been doing with you today?
Well, today and last night, man, it's been nothing but like, I don't know, flirt after flirt after flirt after like just speaking to me and just things like that. I mean, I don't know where to start. Let me just say, like, last night it was like I was going to pray and I heard the Lord say to my spirit, just enjoy my, and I guess, you know, I understood what he was saying to me, but, you know, when people, I don't know how to put it, but anyway, I understood what he was saying. It's more like he was just telling me, like, I was about to just, like, start fretting over some things and stuff. He says, just enjoy my salvation, my gift to you, things like that. And I figured, well, okay, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go do that. I give up. That's what I'm going to go do, okay? And so, anyway, I just walked to my room and, like, there's this letter that was, like, there in my room yesterday. And I talked about this in the blog talk chat last night, but I'll bring it up again. You know, I'd like this letter, you know, that had up on it, like, it said, what did it say? It said, the party will not be the same without you. And I was like, yeah, yeah, whatever. You know, you know, you can probably read into stuff a little too much. I just tossed it to the side. And like, but like after I got through praying, I just came back. I was at my computer and I just spotted that envelope. I mean, that letter again. And I hardly ever get a letter from these people, but I don't think I ever did. But I decided to look at it again, and I was like, there's something more to it. And like right next to it, I seen a little picture of a drummer there, and you know, like I was telling y'all the other night, I'm a so-called drummer. So that was, like, just amazing for me. So I was telling some people about it in chat. And I was telling them a bunch of other things, too, like how when I was a little kid, on the back of my door, I used to put, like, a lot of stickers up on the back of my door. And, like, most of it's torn off now. And, like, there's just, like, some left. Some, you know, one, there's, like, there's a bunch there. Some say things like, I can make it. It has, like, a picture of a fire next to it, like, as if to say I can make it through the fire, through the purifying fire. And, like, the other one have, like, two letter A's and two letter B's. And I was just saying, that kind of seems to me like it was meant to be there to spell Abba. But then after I said that, I looked at the time, and it was 12:21. And A, you know, I mean, I'm probably sounding crazy right now, but I'm just telling you, like, how it happened. You know, like, 12:21, okay, A is the first letter of the alphabet, B is the second letter of the alphabet, so 12:21 spells Abba. But that's not the end of it. Like, I go to work today, and I'm going outside to, like, you know, bring out a bale of cardboard, and just, like, I was by myself, and all of a sudden, I just felt like, you know, I felt, like, love for God. I just felt like just saying, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus. And I got to think, that's weird. Like, why am I out here saying this? Like, there's got to be something. So I turned around, and behind me there's 12:21 on top of I don't know what it is, like a shed or something behind me. And so I just had to, like, run and take a picture of that. And it's just been, like, stuff like that pretty much all day long. And it all started because, you know, like, when I was praying, I was about to, you know, start, I guess what you say, like, go – basically, what I heard the Lord tell me in my spirit was just enjoy my gift, you know, just enjoy my salvation. So it all started when I decided, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And it's like ever since then, I've just been, you know, running into, you know, thing after thing, you know. And then, you know, I just think it's awesome because, like, y'all probably already talked about, but, you know, even Tressie sent some emails around saying that, like, he woke up this morning and, you know, he heard the Lord say, now, you know, something about now. And so I just think that's awesome. I just wanted to share that because it just seems to me like, you know, the Lord's talking, obviously, to everybody, like, whether they perceive it or not. And he's trying to let everyone know he's coming soon. And see, like, this right here, you know, what I've been experiencing, that's just, it just seems like more confirmation to me that we're just getting closer and closer and closer to the, you know, he's basically preparing his bride. He's bringing through everything that he needs to be brought through. I just felt like sharing that because I've just been in such a good mood all day long. But
Wow, that's yeah, that's awesome. Those are awesome flirts. And yeah, he's talking to his bride. He's definitely talking to his bride. We're out of here like less than seconds. Because Stacy said she was getting from the Lord less than seconds that we are out of here. So that's awesome. Cool. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, you have anything else you want to share with us?
Not at the moment. I've been busy all day, but that's it. Thank you, though.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Now, Sarah Bell, did you have anything you wanted to share?
Oh, well, Sarah Bell. At the moment, not much. But did you say my name?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yay. Yeah, I don't really have anything big right now, but you just comfort me in knowing that we're leaving, like, now. Praise the Lord, because I find myself really, 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 really bored here. And the more I think about why I'm bored here, the more it makes sense.
I hear you. I had a coworker who's moving, and she had a little shindig that was going to be at, like, well, it's a bar, but slash, you know, food place. And I really didn't want to go, but I felt I needed to go because I didn't know who was going to show up, you know, and I didn't want, like, you know, I felt obligated to go just to make an appearance. And I was, like, so not into it. I was just sitting there, you know, and I'm like, then, you know, I was like, I'm so ready to go home.
Absolutely.
I'm so ready to be out of this.
The things that I used to enjoy and they have a lot of fun doing, like, I literally cannot do that now. Like, I couldn't do those things like I used to and enjoy them like I used to because they're boring now. And if I forced myself to do them, I would just fall asleep. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I went to see them. I did like that movie. I went to see the song, but
I forgot.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was saying, when you said movie, that reminded me, I forgot to say I just saw Left Behind yesterday. And that, honestly, that movie just made me excited to leave. Got me excited.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, you know, I don't want to be the ones that are left behind. I want to be one of the ones taken. Because, like,
I'll tell you what, like, I saw the movie, like, if someone wants to see it, I'm not giving it any big spoilers, but they snuck the rapture up on the viewers. It just was like, boom, and I'm like, that's exactly how it's going to be. It's exactly how it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I saw the movie The Remaining, too, which is, you know, about the rapture, basically, as well, but about the LBs. But seeing that movie, I'm like, boy, I don't want to be left behind. I want to be one of those that are taken, you know, in the rapture.
Right.
In, like, us.
Right.
And I want to be taken to translate in the elopture even more than that, so.
Yeah, you know what? To be left behind, like, the worst thing about it wouldn't be the fact that you would have to die. The worst thing about it would be the fact that you don't get to go see Jesus sooner.
Yeah, and that you have to go through everything that you're going to have to go through. And for me, it's like, yeah, you don't get to be with Jesus, and you, there's so much stuff that people don't realize they're going to have to go through if they're left behind. Like, some people are like, yeah, well, I have, you know, my house and my this and my that here. It's like, I'm fine. You know, the rapture, whatever.
Yeah.
But you guys can
they
go if you want, but I have all my stuff here. But they don't realize that once the bride's gone, that they're not going to have that stuff they have now. Their money's going to be worth
exactly.
Houses could be destroyed by fireballs, earthquakes. They're going to be fighting for their lives. They're going to be having, like, military police knocking at their doors, trying to take them to FEMA camps, trying to get them to take the mark, all that stuff. They think their life is going to be the same. That's fine. You Christians, you brides, go be with Jesus. You know, we'll just stay here and die when we die. But they don't realize that they don't have their wake up call that it's not going to be the same. They're not going to die. After a point, they're not going to die. And that have anything that they had on this earth before. And they're going to be fighting for their lives, fighting to get food and water and shelter. If, you know, and that we pray that no one takes the mark. If they take the mark, then they're
right.
going to hell. And they'll have, you know, the lie of that they'll have food and water and everything. But that's all a big lie. They just sold their souls. So the bottom line is they're going to be suffering without food and water unless they call on Jesus, and Jesus will provide for them if, you know, if they do call on his name. But they all think it's going to be, oh, the same old, same old. It's not. It's not, peeps. It's not.
Right.
Want to be raptured home
delusion.
As the bride. So, you know, ask for forgiveness now and tell the Lord you want to be raptured home as the bride that you don't want to stay because...
They really don't want to stay.
No, Earth isn't going to be the same. And then
they don't realize it. And, you know, it's going to take the tribulation for them to wake up. It's going to actually take that much. Because otherwise they're just going to stay thinking that they're entitled to live forever without any suffering or without any commitment to the way of the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope more people wake up before the rapture actually happens, which is, you know, God's timing is perfect. And so, you know, he's waiting. He knows there are some that will wake up before he goes. He takes his bride. So,
right.
I pray that more wake up.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to be here.
Nobody, I know, right? Nobody with, like, a heart for Christ and his appearing wants to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, we love you, Jesus, and we are so ready for you to come and take us home and be with you. You know,
Amen.
We just want to hang out with, I shouldn't speak for everyone, but I just want to hang out with him, walk with him, talk with him, cuddle.
Me too.
And, you know, socialize like, you know, you would with your best friend, family member. He's one of our family. He's our best friend. So,
Amen.
That's what we want to do. That's what we want to do here at the RCC anyway.
Amen. He's the best friend we're ever going to have.
That's true. Amen.
He's the best. He is more than enough. He's definitely more than enough. He is so much more than enough. And that's why I dedicate that song. That's the song. He's everything. He's my everything. He's all I want. He's all I need. He's everything. So,
We're going to. And you know what's really fun? It's like the way that he spoke to me about how soon he is to come, he said, don't think of it as a wait. That's how close I am to you. He's like, don't even think of it as waiting. Because it's not really a wait. He's just going to show up, snatch us, and then hell on earth is going to happen.
Yeah. Literally.
And then the rest of prophecy.
Yeah. And yeah, it's going to be in a blink. It's going to be so fast. It's like, it could be happening like in... as we're talking right now. In blink.
That's fine with me. That's fine with me. If, like, in a second I was talking with you face-to-face.
Yeah, and then, like, oh, wait, hi.
Right.
Yeah, so it's definitely, yes, it's going to be that fast, as, you know, Keith was being shown as well. It's going to be that fast. You're not even going to have time to think about anything. Gonna be that fast.
Yeah, like really, the people, whoever gets left behind, like it's gonna happen so fast, they're not even gonna have enough time to say, oops, I should have listened. I don't even think they're gonna have enough time to think that out.
Yeah, they might just be like the thief of the cross on the cross that just like at the last minute of their lives, like they see they're gonna die, but they, you know, they see their imminent doom coming, and they just like maybe all they have time for is just say, you know, Lord, forgive me. You know, Jesus, forgive me. You know, whatever they're going to say. But And that's all that they don't have. They don't have time for no lengthy prayer, no time for like baptism and all this other stuff. I mean, it's over, but they might be one of the multitudes that the Bible was talking about, like the multitudes that appeared in heaven, you know, which no man could number, like just huge amounts of people coming to repentance through the tribulation, like more than what gets raptured, you know.
Right, and it makes a lot of sense because so many people like, so many people want to play church and not have a real relationship with God. But when you were talking, you made me think the guy on the cross next to Jesus. I wonder how that guy's doing up in heaven. I'd like to meet him.
Oh well, I'm sure you will.
You know, there's so many people up there. It's like when we see him, it's like, oh, hey, I read about you.
I know, huh? They didn't have that luxury. But yes, about every single one of them. that is crazy how.
There's so many
that I want. I can't wait to see. Well, Jesus is the only one, really, but, you know, it'll be cool.
Right.
Oh, God, I would like to see him as well, of course. My creator, my daddy, my Abba. But,
Amen.
And so, you know, like a lot of people talk about, you know, they hear, like, whether it's a dream, a vision, something they heard, whatever, you know, God saying, I'm here right now. We're going right now. You know, I really do believe, like, the angels are already here on this earth, like, you know, camping about, ready to take the bride home at the sound of, like, you know, whenever God says, son, go get your bride, you know, just boom, that's it. Like, they're ready, you know. That's what I really
think. Oh, my gosh, that is so exciting. They definitely are. The angels are definitely here and in position. They're just waiting the command. And, yeah.
Yeah,
this
I believe
really
that
it.
Too. And Jesus is here as well. He's just waiting.
I know he is here, and I'm just like, Jesus, you so close, yet you so far.
No, yeah.
Like a little girl.
he was telling me he's excited and anticipating or with anticipation about when he's given the high sign to go.
Yes, I'm here. Whenever I say, Lord, I'm so happy to be with you, he's like, I'm happier to take you. I'm happier to take my bride away than we are happy to see him. I'm like, well, that's a lot of happiness because I'm pretty happy.
I believe it because, I mean, just think how long he's been waiting for this moment. I mean,
I know.
I've only been waiting my years on life, and you've only been waiting your years, but just think how many years he's been waiting.
Right, and I wasn't even alive yet.
Yes, I wasn't either. I mean, just think how many years he's been waiting to take his bride and how finally he can take her home. Finally he can take
us
home.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I know because he's told me he's stoked. He's so excited. I mean, bittersweet, but...
Totally.
Bittersweet, but, yeah, he's definitely excited. Oh, how cute Michelle says when she says I love you to Jesus. Jesus says I love you more.
Aww.
Michelle. I can't wait to see the throne room. She says she can't wait to see the throne room of God either. I can't wait to see the throne room of God myself. I can't wait to see so many things in heaven. Just reading some of the comments in chat. It's hard to believe... hi, Judy. Welcome to chat, Lala. I don't know if I welcome you, Michelle, to chat. Welcome to chat, Michelle. Love you all. Is there anyone else? Oh, here's 360. Hi, 360. Is this Bill?
Hi, Tama. Bill here.
Hi, Bill. Love you, Bill.
Hello.
Bill Nye, the rapture guy.
Hey, Bill, you just listening? You want to share stuff with us? Do you want to think God's been not doing...
Today, it's more like stop living in hope to say, oh, I sure hope it's today. I hope it's today. No, no, it's time to say, stop living on the edge of the Red Sea and move through, move on, move it, and start using our faith and not living on, sigh, one of these days, maybe. It can't be, because he's withdrawn everything we need. We don't have any more support. We don't have any water, living water. There's nothing coming down. We don't have any more manna. There's nothing here keeping us here. And he's pulled it all away. And there's only one way, and that's going forward through the sea. We can't wait here, and we're going to die here. We've got to move forward.
Amen. Amen. I like that. That's awesome. I like that thought. So, yes, let's move forward now. We're moving forward now. We're going home now. Right now. We love you, Jesus. We're going home now. And here we go. Here's a song. Let's start. Here we go. unmuted 580. Hello, 580.
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Love you,
hi.
Michelle. And I unmuted Alana.
How are you?
Hi, Alana.
Girl, I am in such a place. I could see us walking down the road. Heaven is rocking, and I am screaming with people together.
Wow,
I
amen.
I really, seriously, just to hit that note. We're leaving together, and I could see it, and it was excellent, and I'm just kind of tripping. Okay.
Wow, you're just sending like some shivers through my body saying that. I can picture us walking, leaving together too. That's awesome. Wow, you got some. That was just some anointing there. That's so cool.
Yeah, we're walking down an aisle. There is not really seats, but there's a lot of people, and they hit this song because you're hearing this one, and it's just to make us laugh. And we'd be rocking. We were rocking. We were seriously, everybody, trust me, the whole crew. It was beautiful. I'm just like, anyway, I'm just listening, y'all, but I'm kind of tripping too.
No, that's definitely anointed there because, like you said, you're sending, like, such excitement and fervor through my body by saying all that. I can picture it, too. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing. Wow. Very cool.
We are there, my dear. We are there.
Amen, 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 amen. We love you, Jesus. We love you so much. Thank you. Thank you for putting us together as a church, that we have each other, that we can encourage and fellowship with and be crazy with and laugh with and cry with and pray with and love you with. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And we will soon find out why we're all put together. Right, amen and amen. Michelle, did you want to share anything?
I don't really have too much to share. I was just calling in.
Okay. All right. I have a 1111. I don't know. Hello, are you unmuted? Did you have something to share? Or are you just listening?
Cut
me out. Jasmine, if I have anything to share. Yes. Love you. All right. Does anyone have anything to share?
I just wish I could remember what my dream was 2 nights ago. All I remember was just looking at a clock, not looking at a clock, looking at a calendar and telling everybody that the Lord's coming this year. And I just woke up and I don't even remember what it was. I was aggravated. But yeah, he's coming soon. And since he's coming soon, might as well, since like we're on the ark already, might as well just rejoice. Spend every day. I think it's awesome. All it takes is just to, you know, spend some time with the Lord. Just merely just say, I love you, Jesus. Just come out, you know, and you could just feel his presence. I mean, this kind of crazy stuff hasn't really happened to me in I don't know how long. And so, like I said, it's just, I just really feel like this is the time. God's really, really, really like, the stronger the devil gets, since God's not unprepared, he's never unprepared, the stronger the devil gets, the stronger God gets as well. And he's just raising up an army, raising up a warrior bride. This is why I really believe, like, this, a lot of people actually are going to, like we've talked about before, are going to come back in the tribulation and witness to the people here on earth and whatever assignments that God gives us. You know, I heard he'll break us down into groups and give people different assignments and things like that. It's all exciting times. Sometimes I'm like, I really wish I wasn't born in this time. But then again, I'm like, you know what? This life is short, you know. I'm on the other hand, I'm actually glad I'm born in this time. You know, well, you know, we get to witness all these things, and we actually don't get to grow old. Like, I'm not going to see 60 years old. I'm glad about that. I don't have to worry about my retirement, you know, in the future and stuff like that, because I'm not going to be here to have to retire. And I don't have to worry about a lot of things, you know, because what are we going to worry about here on this planet? It's about to get destroyed. This everything, like the economy. Didn't economy, like on the 8th, I think it was, it took a dip and then it took another dip after that. And they said like China's now the world leading economy. And eventually it's going to replace the dollar. But they basically say it's so brittle right now. It just basically just takes one more something to happen to our economy, and we're just going to go down the toilet. And I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Since the time is soon, just might as well just keep, you know, rejoice. Because, you know, even though it sucks being here and it sucks having to go through a bunch of stuff, I mean, at the end of the day, the truth remains that it's not going to be very much longer. We're going to be out of here. Then we're going to have perfect communion. You know, I guess that's the word I'm looking for, you know, like being translated in your glorified bodies. Obviously, you're perfect at that point. You know, no more worries, basically. So I'm all excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm glad I'm not getting older. I'm getting younger.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm already losing some hair, so I'll be glad to get some of that back. And I'm like, I'm only 26 years old. I'm too young. But yeah.
Yeah, so for me, yeah, it's like, you know, God was saying in in blog chat when I had everyone ask if I'd celebrate my birthday on earth or in heaven, and everyone was getting basically heaven. I'm like, yes. That's awesome. So I'm actually getting younger, not older. For sure.
Yeah, and recent years, like, you know, I've been looking for the rapture ever since 2011. And I mean, mainly the reason I started was because, I can't say this is the particular reason, there's a bunch of reasons, but I started seeing about a hoopla about, you know, Rosh Hashanah, and that's what I seen, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 Rosh Hashanahs come by and stuff like that. That's mainly the thing that just, you know, that wasn't really it, but, you know, and, well, I forgot what I was going to say, but anyway, I've been looking for the Lord to come back for, I think, 3.5 years already, and, I don't know. I just can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing that we are in this time, and we do get to witness. And, you know, the people before us, if you weren't born in this time, you would have died already, or you'd be, you know, a little baby and not even knowing what's going on. And that would be so much easier because you don't have to worry about anything. You just get raptured automatically as a baby or a little child before age of accountability. You get brought home right away. So it's pretty cool that Jesus is coming now, and that we're all here to experience it and being taken home. We, the RCC, as the Elope Brides, along with some other Elope Brides, of course, and then the Rapture Brides being able to experience that as well. So that's cool. All right, anyone else have anything else that they want to say?
I want to say that it's really cool being this old. I am just about to turn 60 this month.
Wow.
And, and it has been such a walk, such a remarkable walk. And the part of that walk that I have walked with y'all has been the best part of this walk. And it's gone on since Christmas, you know it has.
Yes.
And, you know, this has been a remarkable, sweet, you know, every single day, you know,
he's just bringing something new into my world and into my view. And I just want to add that here is what he brought me when I was in prayer today. I mean, first of all, he said, you can ask about the date. And I was like, okay, I'm asking. He hadn't told me anything yet. But the other thing that again, is also significant, as I was praying, and I still do formal prayers, I do, because I love them, and it's just my formal way of talking to him, aside from talking to him all day long, which I do. But that time is really special. And he brought to my mind someone that I needed to pray for, you know, because as long as we're here, we can pray for the people. We really can. Who came to mind, strangely enough, this is really odd. He was reminding me to pray for the Kurds.
Oh.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I was like, whoa. But he was like, they stand between ISIS and Christians and other religious minorities and other ethnic minorities, and they stand and have stood in oppression. And I just had a feeling for them because they are, like, in the ditches. They are, you know, and I just was like, yeah, as long as we're still here, let's pray for everybody who is holding down the fort. You know what I mean? And it's just like there's a very powerful thing that we can do while we are here, and that is to pray for everybody who is really holding down the fort, who is hanging on, who is awaiting his coming, who is calling his name, even if they don't know they're calling his name, and to just pray that they reach him in time. You know, I mean, it's just the power of prayer just is really coming over me, and I am still here is the second that I can pray for all of the people. And I've been very in tune this weekend with all of the folks. And some of them are my ancestors, you know, they're already there, who have been praying for me, you know, and to join them in prayer for all of the people, for the planet, for the animals, for the trees and rocks and birds and the whole thing. So I've just really been spending my time, you know, trying to be in prayer and rejoicing and, you know, but in prayer for others. I mean, that is for me, you know, he's going to reveal to everybody what their last-minute tasks are. Uh-huh. And me being in prayer.
Yeah. I think that's such a brilliant thought. Yes, there's still time left. And, I mean, of course, we all still pray. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. We are still here, so we can still pray. And our prayers are powerful.
It's so true what you said, because the prayers, I believe it's in my soul, the prayers of RCC in particular, and I know there are other places like RCC, I know that they're there, you know, but
right.
The prayers of RCC are extremely moving, and they are heard. And I have always felt, you know, if we are here tonight, tomorrow, by the end of the week, whatever, those are all days that we can use that power that we have, which is the power of prayer, to say, my Lord, open their hearts, you know, because you love them and they love you. And, you know, bring about a supernatural revival. Do you know what I mean? And just fall on all of these hearts and lift them, especially those hearts that are hard, especially those hearts that are online, especially those hearts that are plotting evil things for the people. Pray for those individuals that their hearts might be moved, that they might have a supernatural awakening. This is where I'm at, you know, with this waiting time. I'm just, you know, and pray for those people who don't mean you no good. Absolutely. I don't want nothing to happen to nobody. I don't want anybody left here for the craziness that is about to go down.
Right. Amen, amen.
I don't want anybody to miss out on seeing their Lord.
Yeah, it's going to be a grand experience, an amazing experience, one beyond our wildest dreams. And yes, we don't want anyone to miss out on that.
No.
And to, you know, barely make it, I mean, if they barely make it by the skin of their teeth, so to speak, then they made it. But we don't want anyone to, into the rapture, but we don't want anyone to go through that great tribulation, because then there's going to be a lot of challenges for them to staying strong and staying in Jesus. And those that don't know him, there's going to be a lot of stuff put against them, a lot of deception going on, trying to deceive them into taking that mark, that chip. So,
There's a lot of blood and sweat, and no running water and no flushing toilets, yada, yada, yada. But I don't want anyone, however they have to get there, not to get there.
Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So that's what I'm doing all the time.
And then if the power of prayer, yeah, if we can pray more people in to the rapture, that would be amazing for all, for our Lord Jesus and for our Father God. That would be amazing for them as well.
Do you ever have a crazy thought? And I do this all the time. There are times when I pray for Jesus that he might really be pleased with what's going down. But there are times when I, and this is ultimately crazy, I pray to God for God. And I was just like, you know what? I know you went past the happy, sad thing, but I would love for you to be pleased with this. I would love for you to have a sense of completion and satisfaction and joy and just rejoicing. I, you know, and who could I pray to you, but to you, for you, but I pray to you for you.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And it's stupid and it's crazy, and I do it anyway.
I've done that too. I've done that myself.
So I'm not completely insane?
No, you're not completely insane. And maybe I've done it because I've heard you do it, but it doesn't sound insane to me. I mean, it's just, yeah, he's God and he's in charge, but still we can pray for him. So no, I don't think you're insane. I don't think it sounds insane. So, I mean, yes, but no.
It's completely insane. Okay, it breaks all the rules. It does. It's outside of the box.
But we don't, here at the RCC, we don't, most of us don't think inside the box anymore. We've learned to think outside the box because anything is possible with God. With God, anything is possible. So definitely, yes, definitely out of the box. But we love you, Father God, and we love you, Jesus, and we love you, Holy Spirit. And we want you to be happy. We want you to be happy with us. We love you. Thanks, Alana.
And we're seeing your creation redeemed and seeing the captives liberated. Just the whole thing, I just want to see you see that. You know what I mean? I'm crazy. Okay, I'm gonna let y'all go with this, but that's just my crazy, crazy.
No, but yeah, but I don't think it's crazy. I totally agree with you. We want them to have joy in seeing all these things happen, all these plans, and all these children, like maybe that they, everything, you know, that by our prayer that maybe we can help him change the outcome of some of these things. I mean, Bible prophecy is Bible prophecy, but, you know, to see them come to pass, and I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
So God bless you, Alana. I love you. Thanks for sharing.
Okay. And, you know, a bountiful harvest, a harvest that surprises everybody, including you.
And
anyway,
amen.
Mwah.
Love you. All right, does anyone else have anything to share? If not, I'll play a song and we can go go enjoy our Lord and Savior and the rest of our day. Anyone else have anything they want to share? We love you all. I love you all. Jesus loves you all. I know that. Father God loves you all. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Like I said, thank you for bringing us together so that we can converse and talk about you and just love you and love on you and share the amazing, wonderful things that you're doing in our lives and encouraging each other and praying for each other and holding each other's hands while we wait here for you to come take us today, right now, any second in a blink. We just love you so much. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for creating us and choosing us. And thank you for loving us first. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So let's go home, peeps. Here we go. My favorite song to play. Going home.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
Coming home to you, Lord Jesus. We'll see you in the air. See you in the air, everyone. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. I love you all. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come, come, Jesus. Come now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed night. I'll see you in the air. RCC signing out. See you all in the air. Your time. Love you guys.
Love you back.